This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts. This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hi, my name is Jasmina from Brussels in Belgium. I love English language because this is the most important language all over the world.
Jasmina, welcome to Grammar Challenge. What I want you to do is to listen to this conversation. This conversation is about something that Maria did. Was Maria's boss surprised by what Maria did?
Have you heard the news?
What? What's happened?
Maria's just quit. She went up to the boss and shouted, "I'm leaving and you can't stop me."
What did the boss say?
Nothing. He just looked really shocked and told us to get on with our work.
So, was the boss surprised or not?
The Maria's boss was surprised because Maria wanted to leave her job.
Exactly, yes. The boss was surprised. He looked really shocked. Now, listen to part of this conversation again and tell me, how does the man give the news? What does he say?
What's happened?
Maria's just quit.
So, did you hear what he said?
Yes. He said, Maria's just quit.
Maria's just quit. Maria has just quit. Maria's just quit. Do you know what verb form that is? Maria's just quit.
The present perfect.
Exactly. It's the present perfect. And we're going to look a little bit more at the present perfect and the past simple in this week's Grammar Challenge. To tell us more, here's Nuala.
In a previous grammar challenge, we looked at how we can use the present perfect to talk about a past action that has a result in the present. But today, we're looking at another way we use the present perfect, to announce news, especially when we want to emphasise the news as a present fact. Listen.
Have you heard? Maria's just quit.
So when Matt announces the news, he uses the present perfect. But when he goes into the details of what happened, he uses a different tense. Listen.
She went up to the boss and shouted.
What did the boss say?
Nothing. He just looked really shocked and told us to get on with our work.
To tell the details of what happened in the past, they both used the past simple. We make the present perfect with the present form of the verb to have, I have, she has, we have, and the past participle of the verb, seen, driven, worked. So, to recap then, we can use the present perfect to announce news, but when we want to give the details of what happened at a definite time, we use the past simple. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
So that was Nuala with some information on when we use the present perfect and when we use the past simple, particularly when we're talking about giving news. In today's challenge, what we'll do is I'll tell you a situation and then we'll have a short conversation about this situation. And in the conversation, you have to decide, do I need the present perfect or should I use the past simple? So, for example, if I see you outside your house and you're looking in your pockets, you're going quite crazy, you're looking in your pockets, I could say to you, what's wrong?
I've lost my keys.
You've lost your keys? When did you last have them?
I think it was in my car.
Have you looked in your car?
Yes, of course, but I didn't find them.
Okay. In this next situation, I see your hand. And I see you admiring a new diamond ring. And I'd say, is that new?
Yes, I've got engaged.
Oh, congratulations. When did he propose to you?
Last week, during a weekend in Roma.
Ah, how romantic. Now, it's a week later, and I see you throwing your ring away. You look really sad and really angry. What's wrong?
I have split up with my boyfriend.
Oh no, you've split up with your boyfriend. Why?
Actually, he cheated with another woman.
He cheated with another woman. That's terrible. Okay, now you look really ill. There's an empty box of donuts on the table. What's wrong?
I have just eaten donuts.
How many donuts have you eaten?
24.
Oh dear. Okay, and I think after 24 donuts, that's probably a good time to end your grammar challenge. Well done.
BBCLearningEnglish.com